嘿、hey, 大家好，欢迎收听聆听歌学英语，我是 Linda。 今天为大家带来的是梦龙的这一首 I'm happy， 我很幸福。 What's wrong with me? Is there somebody else inside my head that doesn't want me to be happy? 在没有遇到你之前，生活对于我来说就像不会游泳的人不小心进入了深水区，快要溺水之际，是你的出现仿佛一个救生圈，救我于垂死之际。爱情就是这么伟大的，不信你去谈一场恋爱试试。听歌吧， I'm happy 送给大家。
What's wrong with me? Is there somebody else inside my head that doesn't want me to be happy? I know my rights, I live until I die. I've got this day aheadEach night I go to sleep and dream I'm swimming in the deep end. You're my buoy and I'm sinking. Life flies by me but I'm thinking. You saved my life and now I'm happy. Finally I feel I got it all. Started out with nothing at all. And even when I might fall down, I know my luck will come back around. They're telling me that I should love myself. Sometimes I fail, but then you hit me like a whiplash. Yelling in my corner, she's a wild one. Yes, I should warn you. Life flies by me every morning. You saved my life and now I'm happy. Finally I feel I got it all. Started out with nothing
音乐之后欢迎回来，特别喜欢这首歌前面的几句歌词。我到底是怎么了？难道脑子里面有个人不想让我快乐？但我知道我也有幸福的权利，没死我就会好好的活着。副歌里面的那一句 I'm happy 让人听了真的能感受到一种快乐的情绪，尤其是 happy 那个单词的尾音拖得很长呀。以上是梦龙的我很幸福，希望大家会喜欢。好了，接下来咱们听歌学英语吧。咱们来看两句歌词。 I'm swimming in the deep end， 我不自觉地游进了深水区。 You're my buoy and I'm sinking， 而你是我的救生圈，救我于沉沦当中。先来看一下第一句歌词当中的这个短语 The deep end， deep end 游泳池深水区叫做 the deep end， 那浅水区呢 the shallow end， the shallow endend 在这个短语当中它是表示末端的意思，请大家留意一下。好，现在我们重点来看一下单词 deep 的用法。首先呢，它表示深深的，对不对？基本的意思是很深的，对吧？那它可以引申为深切的、深奥的等等。比如说深深的敬意 deep respect， 一股强烈的失落感 a deep sense of loss。 它呢还可以表示什么东西很深奥，刚才讲了深奥的、难懂的、费解的，这个时候它就等于 profound P-R-O-F-O-U-N-D 深奥的。比如说，哎呀，这讨论对我来说已经在变得越来越深奥了。This discussion is getting too deep for me. 对我来说有点难以理解了，太深奥了。He pondered as if over some deep philosophical point. 他沉思着，仿佛在思索着某个深奥的哲学问题。He pondered as if over some deep philosophical point. 注意一下这个 philosophical， 它是形容词，表示哲学的。同时呢，它作为形容词也可以表示处事不惊的、达观的。咱们听一个例句，我觉得这一句特别好。他说 ，Louis 对生活已经变得豁达起来了。Louis has grown philosophical about life. 看到没有？对生活豁达、达观，叫做 be philosophical about life. About life, philosophical, p h i l o s o p h i c a l, philosophical.我们再来看一个跟 deep 相关的短语啊， deep in something 表示专心于什么东西，全神贯注的做什么事情，或者深陷于什么。比如说这个 be deep in thought, be deep in conversation, 陷入深思，或者这个比较专注的去谈话， be deep in thought, be deep in conversation。 咱们看两个例句啊。He is often so deep in his books that he forgets to eat. 他常常专心读书以至于都忘了吃饭。He is often so deep in his books that he forgets to eat. The firm ended up deep in debt. 这家公司啊，最后债台高筑。注意一下这个 debt， 债务的意思，这个 b 不发音。The firm ended up deep in debt.接下来我们看第二句话当中出现的这个 buoy 就是男孩子啊，这个单词里面加了一个字母 u， buoy 读作 buoy， 它作为名词表示浮标或者救生圈呢。比如说啊，这个航道是有浮标表示的，是用这个浮标把它给标记出来的。 The channel is marked by buoys。buoy 可以作为动词，表示使振作起来，使振奋起来。比如说，有一线希望呀，使得他们都振作起来了。They are buoyed up by a sense of hope， 一股这种比较有希望的感觉，使得他们又振作了起来了。They are buoyed up by a sense of hope。再听几个例句，在昨天胜利的这个鼓舞之下，该队有信心再次获胜。Buoyed by their win yesterday, the team feel confident of further success. Buoyed by their win yesterday, 注意一下这个 win 它是名词的，表示获胜，昨天的胜利。Buoyed by their win yesterday, the team feel confident of further success. 再来听一句，德国的这个国内消费刺激了德国的经济。German domestic consumption buoyed the German economy. German domestic consumption buoyed the German economy. 最后一句， the cut in bank rate is expected to buoy up the economy. 银行利率的降低渴望振兴经济。The cut in bank rate is expected to buoy up the economy. 银行利率的降低渴望振兴经济。好了，以上就是单词环节的所有内容了。考考大家哦，浮标或者救生圈这个单词怎么写，你还记得吗？ buoy B-U-O-Y 就是在男孩的 B 这个字母后面给它加上一个 U， B-U-O-Y buoy， 都想起来了没有？我是琳达，今天的节目就这么多了，感谢大家的陪伴和收听，爱你们，咱们下期见。
Sometimes I fail, but then you hit me like a whiplash. Yelling in my corner, she's a wild one. Yes, I should warn you. Life flies by me every morning. You saved my life.